seventh Imam, Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salatu wasalam, is actually known as Bab al-Hawaij.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام خير الأمور أوسطها.
زيارة of Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim عليه السلام.
السلام عليك يا مولاي موسى بن جعفر ورحمة الله.
This is Dialogue, a program on the famous conversations of Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome, dear listeners. I'm your host, Mehdi, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam. Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim alayhi salam was the direct descendant of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, and he was also the seventh divinely appointed Imam from among the household of the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. Now we find that Imam Musa al-Kazim's life, in all of its various dimensions, is distinguished in a few things. First of all, he is distinguished in the firmness and the strength for which he stood up for when it came to the right, to truth, to haq. We also find his steadfastness in front of all kinds of events, trials and tribulations, good or bad. And we also see Imam Musa al-Kazim's luminous behavior, his actions, his morals, and his ethics, of which no deviation or crookedness has ever been reported. And finally, the life of Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam is marked by balance. It is in harmony with that of the life of the Prophet Muhammad. These are his dialogues.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام تستحب عرامة الغلام في صغره ليكون حليماً في كبره.
Imam Musa al-Kazim عليه السلام stated, "It is recommended to discipline a boy in his childhood in order that he be clement as an adult."
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's great to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. Dear friends, the beautiful dialogues and conversations of the divinely appointed Imam, Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam, are these conversations which surely make us think twice about what we know in our life. In one such instance, we find that Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam was speaking with his companions about the rights and the characteristics and the essence of a believer. In today's day and age, we find that there are so many Muslim brothers and sisters all across the world whom are under oppression. They are being oppressed. Their basic human rights are not being fulfilled, namely in the countries and the places such as Palestine and Nigeria and Iraq and Syria, Yemen, the Islamic Republic of Iran, for example, who is under severe sanctions for almost four decades now. Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam here in this dialogue, he says that the believer is the brother of another believer on the side of both his mother and his father, though they are not born
by those parents. Such a profound and a beautiful relationship that Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam has explained to us, that one believer to another believer, it is like there are two brothers from the same parents, even though they are not physically born from the same parents. Now, if we were to look at each other in this manner, surely not only would our relationships change, our communities, our societies, and eventually even the world would change. If we looked at another believer, at another mu'min, at another good Muslim in this manner, right? Then we would care about what is happening to the Palestinian brothers and sisters. We would care about what is happening to the Yemeni brothers and sisters. And if physically we cannot do anything, then at least verbally we should be able to help and support these brothers and sisters from our parents, even though they are not born from them. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Now let's listen to Brother Muhammad Al-Hilli, who's going to talk about today's topic.
When it comes to the analysis of the life of the Imam, one begins to understand that there were a number of challenges that were posed in his lifetime. What kind of challenges? He went through 5 Abbasid caliphs. Who were they? As-Saffah, Al-Mansur, Al-Hadi, Al-Mahdi, and finally Harun al-Abbasi. And during each and every caliphate of these particular 5 tyrants, the Imam Salamullahi Alayhi adopted a number of strategies and became very much influential within the community and within the Muslim Ummah. One thing that the Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kadhim Salawatullahi wa Salamu Alayhi was very much distinguished at the onset was the fact that he wanted to purify the intentions as well as correct some of the moral indecencies that were prevalent within the society at that time. In which way? Imam alayhi salam would walk past a house in which music is being played. A servant outside is bringing the rubbish or the garbage. He asks her, the owner of the house that the music inside is being played, is he a slave or is he a master? She responds back by saying, indeed, he is a master. Imam alayhi salam would say to her, if he was a slave, he would have respected his master. And he moves on. The lady goes back. The man inside by the name of Bishr says to her, who did you speak to? She describes this man that she saw. She says he has thafanat. Thafanat means excess skin on his forehead. She says to him that he was so skinny when he was standing, I could see the wind somewhat moving his body and his aba. He immediately recognizes that this is a noble individual, a virtuous man. Tell me, what is it that he said? She responds back by saying that he said, if the man inside the house was a slave, he would have respected his master. That statement hit hard in the heart of this man, Bishr, who runs barefooted to catch Imam Musa ibn Ja'far and says to him, Sayyidi wa Mawlai, halli min tawbah.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at farstoday.com/en, Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode, Fi Amanillah, and God bless you all.